Hola, it's Avi, aka Octavia Steen, natural fertility doula, health coach, and creator of the faith-based business Mother Mindset. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fertile Faith Podcast, a podcast to help women of God who are trying to get pregnant naturally to overcome negative thoughts and balance her hormones so she no longer has to be overwhelmed and consumed by her TTC journey. I'm so glad that you're here, sis. I can't wait to dive into this episode. Hey sis, today's episode is brought to you by the Fertility Prayer Bundle, a powerful resource designed to support you on your trying to conceive journey. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and uncertain during this important time in your life? Well, the Fertility Prayer Bundle has got you covered. Let me tell you about what it includes. First up, we have the Fertility Prayer Checklist, a game changer in your prayer life. This checklist empowers you with four simple steps to pray with confidence and effectiveness. Say goodbye to feeling lost or overwhelmed with too much information. The four main steps for fertility prayer will take you by the hand and show you exactly what to do to create a prayer practice that is both impactful and meaningful. Plus, the beautiful branded pages provide a peaceful and inspiring reading experience that resonates with your heart. Lastly, there's a TTC checklist to ensure you're taking all of the necessary steps while you're on your journey. It's like having a trusted companion by your side, guiding you every step of the way. So whether you're struggling with fertility challenges or simply want to enhance your prayer life during this special time, the Prayer Bundle is here to support you with compassion and understanding. Head over to mothermindset.com/prayer today and get your hands on this incredible bundle that combines knowledge, faith, and closeness of the Lord into one free package. Remember, you don't have to walk this path alone. The Fertility Prayer Bundle is here to empower and uplift you every step of the way. Welcome to the Fertile Faith Podcast, where we dive into the intersection of faith and fertility. I'm your host, Octavia Steen, natural fertility doula, who has helped many women conceive through my fertility membership and coaching. And today we're diving into waiting well while trying to conceive, the journey of waiting, right? And before we get started, I just want to take a moment to acknowledge the emotional weight, right? Not weight, W-A-I-T, but the emotional weight that comes along with this journey of trying to conceive. And for many, it's a roller coaster of hope, a roller coaster of disappointment, perseverance. And I've received so many messages from so many of you sharing your stories. And I just want you to know that you're not alone. You see, the journey of waiting to conceive can be really, really challenging. And it's filled with highs and lows, right? And sometimes it feels like the waiting will never end. But even through the waiting, it's important to wait well, like Isaac and Rebecca did in their 20-year TTC journey. Isaac prayed for his wife. We were just discussing this inside of my membership program. And his waiting well, Isaac's waiting well, was in the form of prayer, right? That's how he'd waited well in their journey, through prayer. And it's crucial to find those moments of peace, those moments of rest. And whether that's through self-care, through prayer like Isaac, or seeking support from your loved ones, you know, finding ways to nourish yourself, you know, spiritually and mentally on this journey during this time is so, so, so important. Now, let's turn our attention to a powerful story from the Bible that offers guidance for those who are in their waiting season. In Exodus 16:14 through 30, we read about the Israelites. They journey through the wilderness, and this may feel like a wilderness season, right? Your TTC journey, while you're trying to conceive, can feel like you're in the midst of the wilderness. And after their, you know, this was, they're in the wilderness after their freedom from Egypt, right? After they were freed, Moses said, "Let my people go," right? After they were freed from Egypt. And God, you know, during this time, provided them with manna, bread from heaven to sustain them. But with a twist, right? he instructs them to gather twice as much on the sixth day so that they could rest on the Sabbath. That's a whole message within itself, but this story is so beautiful because it's a reminder that even in the wilderness seasons of our lives, that God is faithful to provide. And just as he provided manna for the Israelites, he'll provide for us in our waiting. And like the Israelites were, you know, called to trust in God's timing and rest in his provision. That's so good. So how do we find rest while waiting? How do we find rest in God's provision? It's not always easy, but there are some steps that we can take to nurture our health and our wellness during this time, right? To, you know, trust in the Lord during this time. And first and foremost, self-care is crucial. I like to call my time with the Lord is my priority time. You know, spending time with him is a priority in my life. You know, reading the Bible every day, praying, that is a priority. So I prioritize time with the Lord as my form of self-care. And maybe your form of self-care is taking a bubble bath, going for a prayer walk, or, you know, simply having a date night with your husband. Prioritizing our self-care and our wellness, right? Our wellness through self-care is important. Setting boundaries is another important aspect of finding rest, right? Because your mind isn't at rest if your boundaries are out of whack, right? It's okay to say no to things that drain us emotionally or physically. And it's okay to ask for help when you need it. And finally, when you're seeking that support, seeking, you know, help from professionals, whether it's a fertility coach like myself or a therapist, you know, they can provide invaluable guidance and encouragement along the way. So don't be afraid to reach out if you need help. And as you navigate the challenges of waiting, it's important to cling to the promises of God's word. One scripture that brings me comfort during difficult times is Isaiah 40 and 31, which says, "But they who wait for the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint." This verse reminds us that even in the waiting, God is at work in our lives, renewing our strength and guiding our steps. And as we come to the end of today's episode, I want to let you know, I want to leave you with this. You are not alone in your journey. God sees you. He hears you, just like he heard Rebecca's prayer when she prayed because she was struggling with, you know, with the twins in her womb. She prayed and he heard her cry, and he is with you every step of the way. So take a deep breath. Find those moments of rest and peace in the waiting and trust in his perfect timing. Thank you for being here with me today. I pray that you've been, that you found encouragement with this episode, and join us next time as we continue to explore faith and fertility. And until then, blessings and baby dust. I pray that today's episode was helpful. If it was, please leave a review to help this podcast reach other women of faith who are trying to conceive, and tag me over on Instagram at mother.mindset so I can shout you out. I can't wait to help you pinpoint ovulation and navigate this journey with peace and confidence alongside the Lord. Blessings and baby dust.